نحن اليوم جينا أعدنا إحياء
هذه. We revived the spring and turned it into a source of potable water for the community during the economic crisis that we are facing.
Muhammad Krisht, the mayor of the village of Kana, is referring to the historical spring that was rehabilitated by UNIFIL's Force Commander Reserve in collaboration with the municipality of Kana village. The pump and the purifier installed as part of the project have been connected to a solar power system. This is a huge benefit given the shortages in state supply electricity and high prices of fuel. All details about this project to come in a moment. You are listening to UNIFIL radio program Salam Min Al Janoub. Since 2007, UNIFIL has been regularly implementing projects in local communities to help make it easier to implement the mission's mandate under UN Security Council Resolution 1701, as well as to improve the living conditions of a population currently suffering from the economic and financial crisis. Over the last 2 years, priority has been given to projects related to water, energy, and health. Captain Luke, the Force Commander Reserve's Chief Civil Military Cooperation or CIMIC officer, gives us more details.
During this period of crisis, most of the local authorities we met explained to the CIMIC team that this was their priority in aid of even education. It was therefore a question of providing access to water to the inhabitants of Kana. The project also caught our attention because the place where the fountain is located was a place of gathering between the generation of inhabitants.
The project then was not only about providing clean potable water to the people of Kana and the surrounding villages. It also provided them with a place for gathering and recreation at the historical area where the spring is located. Hamad Krisht, the mayor of the village of Kana again.
In the early days, the area of Ain al-Qassis was a place for gathering. People went there to fill in the water jars and gather in this place. We would like to meet in this place under the title Meet Us at Ain.
Projects like the one implemented in Kana village aim to address some of the people's most pressing needs and support local authorities while strengthening links between UNIFIL and local communities. The renovation of Kana Spring was funded by UNIFIL's Force Commander Reserve, or FCR, for a total amount of 17,000 euros, in addition to the water collection channel that was funded by the municipality at a cost of 8,000 euros. Lieutenant Colonel Arnaud, Chief of Operations of the FCR, says that they are striving to support the local community as much as they can, including through civil-military cooperation or CIMIC projects.
We are implementing a lot of CIMIC projects currently concentrated on essential needs and especially water. We are recruiting civilian staff. We have about 40 Lebanese workers here in the French camp. And we participate directly to the local economy with all the goods we are buying here in order to sustain the force. We host two Gallic village Gaulois, at the entrance of the camp with a lot of restaurants and store. And the last thing, it's every Friday and every Saturday, we have a market held directly here in the camp with a local population.
When we visited Kana, Sabah Atiyi, who works there, prepared tea for us, saying that the pure potable water that they are getting from the old spring in Kana gives the tea a better taste.
We benefit from this water that we get from the spring. It is very tasty, and the people of the village and surrounding areas are very happy with it. Every day at sunset, we go to the spring area and take the empty bottles to fill them. Together with my daughters and grandchildren, we sit there, along with many other people. The area there is nice and clean. There is a football playground, nice scenery, and hopefully in the future they will build a park there too.
For Samir Hammadi, this project was much needed, especially during the unprecedented economic crisis that the country has been facing for the past 2 years.
Some people are not really able to buy a gallon of water due to the economic crisis. This project is not only for Kana village. The surrounding villages also come here to fill up their bottles. The water is very good and a lot of it is used on a daily basis.
Go!
What is equally important is the atmosphere of stability and peace that has been maintained in South Lebanon, which has contributed to the economic development of the area. This is the atmosphere that UNIFIL, working in close coordination with its strategic partner, the Lebanese Armed Forces, has worked to build both through operational activities and projects like this one. Lieutenant Colonel Arnaud again.
The situation is calm in the area of operation. So we are participating directly to this good atmosphere for local business. So we are a major economic partner in the area. So UNIFIL generates a lot of direct and indirect employment in the area.
Kana Mayor Mohamed Krisht expressed his sincere gratitude and appreciation to the UNIFIL peacekeepers, highlighting the importance of coordination and cooperation between UNIFIL local officials and the people for the area's economic and social stability.
With UNIFIL, we share a long journey. Of course, today, in addition to UNIFIL's noble mission, which is peacekeeping, they are carrying out development projects as well. These development projects that are implemented in the villages, including Kana village, are leaving a very positive impact on the people and local community, and is a support also to the local authorities. I would like to stress the deep strategic relationship we have with UNIFIL. Today, we consider that we have a relationship of compassion, bonding, affection, and friendship with UNIFIL.
Thank you for listening to this special episode of Salam from the South, an audio production of the United Nations Interim Force in Lebanon.